AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The date set to have a deal in a big infrastructure bill is today.
The time is not unlimited here, as we've stated from the beginning, nor is the president's willingness to compromise.
That is White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. President Biden has another meeting with the GOP negotiator in the Senate, West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito. An ambitious elections overhaul bill is essentially dead now that West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced his opposition.
The president's view is that we need to move forward not just with the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, but also with legislation like the For the People Act, which enjoys, I should note, broad support from the American people.
Next week, President Biden meets face-to-face in Geneva with Russian President Vladimir Putin. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the relationship between the two countries is not about trust.
Being able to look President Putin in the eye and say, this is what America's expectations are, this is what America stands for, this is what America's all about. This, we believe, is an essential aspect of U.S.-Russia diplomacy.
There is a hearing on Capitol Hill on the safety of Fisher-Price products for young children. Fisher-Price recalled a model of its baby soothers, Rock and Glide, a few days ago after the deaths of four infants. Sarah Thompson's three-month-old son died in a Fisher-Price Rock and Play sleeper in 2011.
Hopefully, more babies and more parents don't have to live this hell that we end. Many other parents are going through right now.
The CEO of Fisher-Price parent Mattel testified the Rock and Play is safe if used as intended. In Guatemala, Vice President Kamala Harris is emphasizing the need to restore hope for residents of struggling Central American countries to help respond to the increase in migration. Nick Saban has won a record 7 national championships as football coach at Alabama. He just signed an extension to keep him around until 2029. This is AP News. Nearly 7 years after a Malaysia Airlines jet was shot down over Ukraine, a trial has reached a crucial phase.
Families of some of the victims were present in court to watch the latest hearing in the long-running case. The trial that has progressed through a series of preliminary hearings since opening in March 2020 will in the coming days begin examining the huge case file pieced together after a years-long international investigation. The four suspects were not in the courtroom. They are being tried in their absence. They face life sentences if convicted of murdering the 298 people who died when the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was blown out of the sky above conflict-torn eastern Ukraine. I'm Zeria Shakili.
An express train barreled into another that had derailed in Pakistan, killing at least 45 people. More than 100 were injured. Rescuers and villagers worked throughout the day to search crumpled cars for survivors and the dead. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.